Hello and welcome to the Heads and Volleys podcast with me, Lee Dunn. Hey, I have a question for you. Suppose a 1v1 lasts for mere seconds in a game and doesn't always result in beating a player. How do we successfully replicate that in our training environment without players needing to constantly restart or to rotate in? Now, the reason for my question is that I have just released a book onto Amazon. It's called 1v1s Outside of the Box. And I really want to use this episode just to challenge you to think about how you use 1v1s. And I had a really excellent conversation previously with Mark Savides, and he talks about how you can use 1v1s in lots of different ways, but really how a 1v1 is a situation in the game, and it's a 1v1 with help. And the premise of the book has been to build on the ideas of isolating 1v1s and then comparing isolated 1v1s with small-sided games and constraints-led approach within a practice. And part of that is built on my previous conversation with Ben Bell. Now, the book should take you through developing and identifying a game model, working through position profiles, working through your own understanding of how the game works through the four moments and through the principles of play. We'll also explore expectations and setting up expectations for your players and also for yourself, and really what that means for them to maximize their training experience. Then we'll look at planning and how you can really use constraints and what they really mean for your experience and for your players' experience within a game. And building on the conversation I had again with Ben Bell, when we talk about you use different goals for different situations and they all elicit different types of behavior. And a lot of the time we don't even consider that. Then there are a lot of session plans. There are session plans that will work through isolated 1v1s, having challenged you to assess what 1v1s really mean in your game and in your environment, and then how you can use them from the different situations that arise from a 1v1, and then building into small-sided games and how you might use those instead while still addressing what the 1v1 is actually working on if it's isolated, and again, moving that into a small-sided game. So really understanding what a small-sided game does for your environment, what the constraints are that you may use from 3v3 and 4v4, all the way up to 5v5, 7v7, and then wrapping up with 8v8 and 11v11. So there's a lot of session plans available within the book, and a lot of them are built based on my own model and my own understanding and my own favorite ways to execute the said topic. But you should take them and use them for your own, whether you adapt them, whether you take them completely for yourself, because if you pretty much take this book, you might well pretty much get my game model. But this is my model, and this is the way I do things, and you may disagree, you may agree in certain aspects, you may have different players or different level of play that you really need to adapt and tailor. And that's the whole challenge of this book, is to encourage you to think about what you're doing, is to think about what your players need, and then take it and run with it, really putting it into practice in a way that's going to challenge your players. So how do you develop within your own environment? How do you develop your players? How do you lead them into more and more and more? And that's really what this book has been created for. The summary will be all about the objectives of why we train and what we're trying to achieve. There's some periodization thrown in there from the very fundamental level that I A, understand, and B, can explain. And they say that you're a master of things when you can explain them to somebody else. So I definitely don't think I'm a master yet, but there should be enough in there for this curious quotient to develop and to really encourage you. There's a lot of references that I use, a lot of papers that I found online. I use Google Scholar and websites like that to get into some of the scientific studies behind possession, behind touches, behind demand for players in training environments, and then also behind the science of the experience that coaches have and what they do and why. And there's lots of reference to leaders like Jurgen Klopp and Brendan Rodgers and Jose Mourinho, who are all incredible figures within the game and are super prevalent too. So I would really like you to get a copy of this book, of course. It's available on Amazon. The link will be in the show notes too. Your support on that front would really help me, of course, but then I would love to know what you think. And my ultimate challenge for you from this book is to not just take it and read it, but to try and implement it, or implement it in a way that is going to benefit you and your environment. Whether you take, as I said, just a small portion, maybe you like the isolated 1v1s and you like the benefit of what that gives the individual players, well then take that. But tell me and tell everybody else what you think about it, because this is how the coaching community grows. This is how we grow the game for our players. And in times like this, when our players are even more removed and our coaches are even more removed from the field, especially if we live in California where we're still not able to compete, then it's a perfect time to really hone in on what we do as an individual and what we do and why. So take it, run with it. It's 1v1s outside of the box. It's available on Amazon now. You can access it also through my website, leadonsoccer.com. I want your feedback. I want to know what you think. I look forward to hearing from you real soon about the materials, about 1v1s, and how it's going to change your environment.